जय प्रभुपादा जय प्रभुपादा जय प्रभुपादा जय प्रभुपादा हरि नाम संकीर्तन की ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, chapter 15, chapter entitled, just a minute, what's the name? The Pandavas retire timely, and text number 20. Soham Nipendra Hita Purushottamena सख्या प्रियेण सुहृदारिदयेन शून्यः अध्वन्यवृक्रम परिग्रहम् अङ्गरक्षन् गोपैरसद्भिरबलैव विनिर्जितोऽस्मि सोऽहं नृपेन्द्ररहितः पुरुषोत्तमेन सख्या प्रियेण सुहृदारिदयेन शून्यः अध्वन्यवृक्रम परिग्रहमङ्गरक्षन् गोपैरसद्भिरबलैव विनोर्जितोऽस्मि सोऽहं नृपेन्द्ररहितः पुरुषोत्तमेन सख्या प्रियेण सुहृदारिदयेन शून्यः अध्वन्यवृक्रम परिग्रहमङ्गरक्षन् गोपैरसद्भिरबलैव विनिर्जितोऽस्मि synonyms saha that aham myself nipa indra o emperor rahitah bereft of purushottamena by the supreme lord sakhya by my friend priyena by my dearmost Surida by the well-wisher, Hridayena by the heart and soul, Shunyaha vacant, Adhvani recently, Purukrama Parigraham the wives of all powerful, Anga bodies, Rakshan while protecting, Gopaihi by the cowherds, Asadbhihi by the infidels, Abala Eva like a weak woman, Vinirjita Asmi I have been defeated. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Translation. O Emperor, now I am separated from my friend and dearmost well-wisher, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and therefore my heart appears to be void of everything. In his absence, I have been defeated by a number of infidel cowherd men while I was guarding the bodies of all the wives of Krishna. Purport. The important point in this verse is how it was possible that Arjun could be defeated by a gang of ignoble cowherd men, and how such mundane cowherd men could touch the bodies of the wives of Lord Krishna, who were under the protection of Arjun. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has justified the contradiction by research in the Vishnu Puran and Brahma Puran. In these Puranas, it is said that once the fair denizens of the heaven pleased Ashtavakra Muni by their service and were blessed by the Muni to have the Supreme Lord as their husband. Ashtavakra Muni was curved in 8 joints of his body, and thus he used to move in a peculiar curved manner. The daughters of the demigods could not check their laughter upon seeing the movements of the Muni, and the Muni, being angry at them, cursed them that they would be kidnapped by rogues, even if they would get the Lord as their husband. Later on, the girls again satisfied the Muni by their prayers, and the Muni blessed them that they would regain their husband even after being robbed by the rogues. So, in order to keep the words of the great Muni, the Lord himself kidnapped his wives from the protection of Arjun. Otherwise, they would have at once vanished from the scene as soon as they were touched by the rogues. Besides that, some of the gopis who prayed to become the wives of the Lord returned to their respective positions after their desire was fulfilled. After the departure of Lord Krishna, he wanted all his entourage back to Godhead, and they were called back under different conditions only. Om Ajnanati Mirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Shri Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrinda Vaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda ஹரே கிருஷ்ணா ஹரே கிருஷ்ணா 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 ஹரே 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 ராம ஹரே ராம 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 ஹரே 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 கிருஷ்ணா. சோ at the beginning I would like to seek blessings from all the devotees. I am not a regular Bhagavatam speaker, so kindly pray that I can speak something in the line of Guru Parampara, which also inspires you and me for advancing in devotional service. Here we see that Arjun continues his emotions, expressing his emotions to Maharaj Yudhishthir, and that is what this chapter has been, where he is explaining that Krishna and his Yadu Vamsha have disappeared and how he is bereft of all his strength, what Arjun is explaining. The purport mainly explains here that how the wives of Lord Krishna, who were spiritual, could be kidnapped by just some cowherd men. So in this connection, we would like to cite one episode from Chaitanya Charitamrita, where Lord Chaitanya was visiting the South India tour. He was going there, and then there in one place he met a Brahmana called Ramdas, Ramdas Vipra, and he invited Lord for lunch. So then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to take his bath in Kritmala River and came back, but he saw that Ramdas Vipra had not cooked anything. Everything was just, all the ingredients was just lying around. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked him, why you have not cooked? So then that Brahmana said, Vipra kahe, Prabhu mora aranya vasati, I am living in a forest. Pakir samagri vane na mile samprati, the ingredients in the forest are not available so easily right now. Vanya shak phala moola anibe Lakshman, tabe sita karibe na paka prayojan. When Lakshman brings all the paka samagri, all the ingredients, and when Sita will cook, then we can have lunch. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was happy to see his mode of worship. But then he said, the lunch has to be ready. So immediately the Brahmana realized that he has to cook, and then he immediately cooked for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and he fed him lunch. But he himself was fasting. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked him, why you are fasting? So he said, I am very sad, because I have heard that Sita was kidnapped by demon Ravan, and that's why I am very sad. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explained to him that that is not the case, and the body of Sita is spiritual and it was already given to Agnidev before Ravana touched. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went ahead, and he, in one place, he found some Brahmanas. They were reading scripture or verses from Kurma Puran, where it actually mentions, the verses are there, where Sita Devi was kept with Agnidev. So then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu immediately remembered Ramdas Vipra, and he took the original leaves of the manuscript, got the copies kept in the place of the original, and came back to Ramdas Vipra and showed him the original leaves and said, see, the Kurma Puran also mentions. Also in the purport, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur is also giving the example from Vishnu Puran and Brahma Puran. And then Brahmana was very happy. He fell down at the feet of Lord Chaitanya and he said, you are Ramchandra himself, who has come in the form of sannyasi to show me mercy. And that time I was very sad and I could not give you proper lunch. So now I am very happy. You please take lunch. And he cooked a very nice feast, and that's all. So then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is here coming to explain that the entourage of Krishna is spiritual. It cannot be conquered by material people. The second part of purport explains how Arjun, who was so powerful, he was conquered by this infidel cowherd men. It was not even that he was conquered by some Kshatriyas. So Queen Kunti mentions, Janmaishwarya Shruta Shribir, Edamana Madapuman, that there are four things which people are very much proud of in this world. Janma, Aishwarya, and the birth, the opulences like strength, fame, and then riches. Shruta means education, and Shri means personal beauty. And then she says, Akinchana Gocharam. So normally, we see that these four things, when a person in this material world gets them, there is some sort of a pride which comes in. To cite an example, there is this athlete, Usain Bolt. He was for 10 years the number one sprinter, fast runner. He had 8 Olympic medals and also 11 other world records. He still has the best, fastest running records in 100 meters, 200 meters and 4x100 relay. I'm just explaining a point, nothing against this athlete. And he was the first man to hold 3 consecutive gold medals in 3 Olympic medals in 100 meters race. Very fast. The timing, just for your information, 9 minutes, 0.58 seconds. Fastest. Oh yeah, sorry. 9 seconds and 58 whatever parts. So, in 2017, London, there was this championship. And there was a 4x100 meter relay. Just shift a bit this side. So then, he was the fourth person. His team, he's from Jamaica. So first lap, second lap, and he was the fourth person to be given the baton. He was given the baton, started running. And quarter of the run, he had a sprain in his left leg and he actually fell down, rolling down, and could not even complete the race, could not even complete 100 meters race. And he had already announced that he is retiring after that race. That was like a very, very sad end of a decade long achievement. Fastest man, very fast. So this is one example, nothing against the sports person, that how the abilities which one has can or surely they come down. In the scriptures we have the example of Banasur, where he is the eldest son of Bali Maharaj. Bali Maharaj had 100 sons. So he pleased Lord Shiva by playing drums while Lord Shiva was doing Tandava. And Lord Shiva was so pleased that he became the guardian of his city. The city was called Shonitpur. But this Banasur, he had so much strength in his arms that he used to pulverize mountains. And one day he came to Lord Shiva. He, with his golden helmet, bowed down at the feet of Lord Shiva. And he said that, O Mahadev, great spiritual master of the all worlds, O controller, I bow down at your lotus feet. You are like a heavenly desire tree who fulfills everyone's desires. So my desire is that I want to fight with you because I have lot of energy. So then Lord Shiva became angry although he was favored by Lord Shiva. He said, Tvat darpa gnam bhaven muda. O muda, O fool, one day you will fight with my equal, Lord Krishna, and your chariot flag will fall down on the ground. All your pride will finish. So then this, from whatever I've read, 10th canto, this is the best fight explanation in 10th canto. Very interesting. Normally other is like just Krishna touched the cart and cart fell down, just little bit. But this is the best fight. I'm not describing it, but ultimately what happens is that because this is the fight, Lord Shiva also comes to fight against Lord Krishna, supporting his disciple or follower Banasur. Very interesting. And then in the end, Banasur is left with four arms. So to explain that, how strength is also coming down. So all these Janma, Ishvara, Shuta, Bir, Shri, it all so comes down. Krishna says, Yad Yad Vibhuti Mat Sattvam, Srimat Urjitam Evava. Whatever Vibhuti, whatever Srimat, beauty, opulence, we see in this material world is Mama Teja Amsha. It is the Amsha of Krishna's energy. Also, Krishna says, Aham Sarvasya Prabhavo, Matta Sarvam Pravartate. Everything is emanating from Krishna. Whatever our abilities, our skills, our strengths, it's all coming from Krishna. Iti Matva Bhajante Mam, Buddha Bhav. Those who know this, worship Krishna with Bhav. While I was preparing for this class, first thing was, I was trying to research which is the technology best to display the content on the tablet. So most of the time went in that. So kindly pray that I speak something properly on this, because very less time was there in actually preparing for the shloka. So Srila Prabhupada in 1973 gave a lecture on this same verse, 115.20. And he cites a story about Punar Mushaka Bhava. Most of us know about this. So there was this mouse who came to a saintly person and said that the cat is troubling me. So the saint made him into a cat. After some time he came again to the saintly person and said, now the dogs are chasing me. So the saintly person made him into a dog. And then the dog again came back to the saint and said, the tigers are after me. So then the saint made him into a tiger. And then Prabhupada explains that this tiger was looking at the saint. And the saint asked him, so what? You want to eat me? So tiger said, yes. So then saint again took water, amphat, punar mushika bhav. Again he became into a mouse. So that is how the life is, that once we do not recognize what is the authority from which, where we are getting our powers, then we start feeling that those powers are mine. It's a saying that when my path was beset with thorns on which I was walking, so I was lamenting that I do not have shoes until I saw a person who does not have feet. One should, or normally, if one is God conscious, he will understand that we have so many, already been given so many facilities and powers, so we can actually be satisfied rather than becoming disturbed about what we do not have. Deinosmin yatha dehe komaram yavanam jara tatha dehantara praptir dhiras tatana muyati. We have already lived many lives before this. In the Japa book, Bhurijan Prabhu explains how if we make a movie of this life, suppose if I make a movie of my life from birth till now, so it will be 47 years of movie. And we play this film in 1 minute, speed it up. So what is the achievement which one has in this temporary temporary time? For example, whatever good happened, bad happened. I was just few days back looking at my documents. What are the report cards I have? So I have a small report card, like a postcard size, pink in color, and it says that in my nursery I came third out of a class of 30. It's written third out of 30 in my nursery. Now it, for me right now, it is just a piece of paper. I never came third after that any time in my whole academic career. Maybe third from last, but that was like achievement. I actually, all the marks are there. It's a report card from 1979. So all one's abilities and achievements are very, very limited and temporary. We see, I was hearing one lecture from His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj. He explains that after age of 40 or 45, one just sees that his body is deteriorating. I have got specs. It's called Chalishi. After 40s, one gets it. The hair start getting white. The teeth start moving. The digestion starts reducing. So, Maharaj was explaining that half of our life, what we are seeing, just destruction or deterioration of our body. Right? We are just seeing, we are tolerating it, but what we are seeing is everything is going down, down, down. And then one feels that still the life is so important, so cherishable. The shloka comes, Deha Patya Kalatra Dishu Atma Sanyeshu Asatsu Api Tesham Pramato Nidhanam Pashyan Apina Pashyati. Everybody feels that he has a personal Atma Sanyeshu army, which is made up of this body. Then Deha Apatya, children, Kalatra, wife, family or friends. So all this is temporary. Asatsu api. And in one purport, Srila Prabhupada in first canto, he writes a line, very strong line. Everyone is a dead body flapping only for a few days. And what if we say this to Miss Universe? You are a dead body flapping for a few days only. It will be considered a big blasphemy. And again in another place, first canto, Prabhupada writes, under the influence of illusory material energy, one accepts this spot life of few years as permanent. It is a very short span of time. So although these things, all these abilities have been given to us by Lord Shri Krishna, but they do not belong to us. They belong to Krishna. In fact, these eyes what we have, it is said if a person is maintaining just these eyes throughout his life, that is itself a big achievement because they are so sensitive. It's just like a ball of water. And a small speck which goes can create so much irritation. I remember from my engineering college days, before the exam, one day before the exam, we, near our engineering college was a sugar factory. It's a very profitable business because the raw material, the sugar cane itself afterwards becomes the fuel. It burns and then that can be used. So it used to generate a lot of carbon particles, very small, you could see it near my college. And we had white shirts is a uniform. It used to become black once we go out. So what happened was, I am talking about eyes, a very small particle of that carbon went in my eye. Just one evening before the exam. The exam was on next day afternoon around 1 p.m., 12 p.m. The whole night my eye was watering and I could not sleep. Usually when we sleep, our eyes kind of move a little bit unconsciously. But that was giving so much pain. I could not sleep. The eye was swollen, it was watering. Exam also I wrote like that. Then I went to the doctor next day, and He took out with a cotton, he turned my eyelid and took that part. That particle was not even the size of a needle head. So small. That much size particle can create trouble in the eyes. So, here Arjun is saying, Soham, I am that Nipendra, O Yudhishthir Maharaj, I am that person who has been bereft of Krishna. And I have been defeated by ordinary coward men. Gopair Asad bhi. How I have been defeated? Not even a proper fight. Abala eva, abaleva. Just like a woman. And, but then he is mentioning two qualities of Krishna. Sakhya priyena. Krishna is the most dearmost friend. Sakhya. And Surida, who is the best well-wisher. So English speaking world, there is a saying that dog is man's best friend. Here Krishna is Surida. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Suridam Sarva Bhutanam. So Srila Prabhupada is explaining in one lecture I was hearing that dog is an animal, but because person is not taking interest in worshipping God, then the person gets interested in serving dog. The pet is passing urine, the master has to stand and wait and attend to it. In fact, I remember just a few years back, during the drama festival, one time I was going to the drama festival by walk. I thought it's very healthy to walk. So I wore shoes and thought that I'll walk to the drama, I'll feel hungry, then I can have prasad, nicely digested, good health. So I walked till about Marine Drive. And there is one devotee who comes here also. So he was coming with two dogs. He was in center, two dogs on the leash. I didn't pay much attention to the dogs because I thought devotee is mild, so dogs are also mild. So then I came close on the footpath and said, Hare Krishna. He also said Hare Krishna, but as things would have it, Chopati breeze blew my dhoti and one of the dogs got interested in it. And he caught it with his teeth and started pulling on it. I thought drama festival has to begin and drama has already started. So then I held my dhoti and but he was feeling very enthusiastic to pull at it. And so then I looked at Prabhuji. So he said, Tommy, bad boy. So then, this Tommy bad boy was not understanding. I said, just this much. And as things would have it, the dhoti started tearing horizontally. I thought, how dhoti got torn, whether my dhoti was old or his teeth were sharp. Then I started remembering Krishna helped Draupadi. But at least for Draupadi a person came, Dushasan. But for me not even person, dog. And I am not sure whether Krishna will come to help because my devotion is not so pure. Finally, after having at least 1 or 2 feet dhoti torn horizontally, then Tommy bad boy left it. So then Prabhuji immediately took out wallet and said, Prabhuji, how much to pay? What? I said, no need to pay, everything is over. This dhoti became like flag of India. Half. Two flags, half below, half up. So then I immediately, on the road only, I tore vertically, made some more pleats somehow, because I was not planning to come back to here again. To mean to say that if we are not interested in God's pastimes, so then this is what happens. Better to, Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, yam yam vapi smaran bhavam. Whatever we remember at the time of death, smaran muktva kalevaram. So that we will remember, so better to serve So, Krishna, we all need protection. We all need some friend. And Krishna says here that he is the real friend. And from what we need protection, why we need protection, the protection is from our own anarthas. Kaam, krodh, lobh. There is a shloka which comes, kaam adinam katina katidha palita dur nideshas. Tesham jata mai na karuna na tripa no pashanti. That it means I have been serving this kaam, krodh, lobh, kaam adinam katina katidha palita. Tesham jata mai na karuna na tripa no pashan. They have not been merciful. I have been serving these anarthas. So now I have come in your shelter, Krishna. Tvam ayata sharanam abhayam mam nyungshava dasse. Please engage me in your service. And Krishna also says, ma sucha sarva dharman paritraja mam ekam sharanam vraja. Aham tvam sarva papebhyo mokshaya shami ma sucha. Do not worry. Krishna again says, man manabhav mad bhakto. You serve me, offer obeisances to me. Everything is so clear, Prabhupada explains. King Kulashekara, he says this verse, Krishna tvadiya pada pankaja panjarantam advaiva me vishitu manasa raja hamsa. Prana prayana samaye kapha vata pitte kanthavarodhana vindatso smaranam kutaste. So he is explaining to Krishna that I am in youth right now, my mind is stable. Let me engage in your service at your lotus feet. Because at death, kapha vata pitte, all these bodily arrangements, Prabhupada explains that this body is supposed to be made up of three elements. He explains that when they are overlapping, pitta, kapha vata, then there is a disruption. And at the time of death, one cannot speak. And ghar ghar sound comes. That means he gets choked up. That is the verdict of Ayurvedic Shastra. So that's why King Kulashekara is praying that I cannot wait till that time when everything will be topsy-turvy. This is Prabhupada's words I am saying. Now my mind is now sound. So let me enter immediately in the stem of your lotus feet. So that is what one should be practicing and trying to do. So we saw that how these abilities, physical prowess, facilities, family, all our facilities, they keep on reducing bodily abilities. So then, but bhakti, whatever we do, it does not reduce, it increases. Neha bhi kramo nashusti pratyavayana vidyate svalpam api yasya dharmasya trayate mad. Even one step taken in bhakti, it only increases. But normally what happens is, even after knowing this, one feels that there is no rasa, no taste. Like chanting is troublesome, mangala, everything is. So that taste is because we are still having so many anarthas. I remember many years back, we used to, like brahmacharis used to be invited to do kirtan in the I camp, Bhaktivedanta I camp in Barsana. There was a time when they used to go and do kirtan. So I had gone one time for playing Nidanga and harmonium as an instrumentalist. Also, they had given us one seva of serving prasadam to the devotees as well as to the patients in Barsanada who had just been operated on the eye. So one day it happened that they had prepared tea for the patients. And there were two types of, like one original tea and one our herbal tea, devotee. So they were kept in these hot pots, like, and we were in charge of distributing the prasadam. So we took one tea to the patients, and after distributing, though they were saying, "Ka chai bana diye, kaun si chai?" We didn't realize what's happening. Later on, we came to know and that we are serving this herbal tea to the patients, and they were not getting the real punch. You know, the original tea gives a different kind of taste. So just a moral from this, that they were having some higher taste in that. Not such a good example, but similarly, we as souls have been addicted to Krishna. We need some higher pleasure, which cannot be got in any of these material situations or material senses, sense satisfactions. That is the case. And that's why the practices which we do are so very important. In Harinam Chintamani, Bhakti Vinod Thakur explains that in this material world, there are two living things. One is the soul and one is the holy name. Everything else is material. Everything else is matter. But even the soul is almost material in the sense that it is identifying with matter. And it is like a spark which has been separated from Krishna. So holy name is the spiritual thing. And the process of chanting is like bringing the holy name and soul together. And that's how they become spiritual. So holy name does not work if we are just chanting for completing our quota of rounds and mechanically, absent-mindedly just trying to finish it. So that is not the real living name. But one feels still it is so much of an austerity to complete that. So then I was reading that in previous ages there was this system of yajna performance. And this yajna person, there are four people required. One is this hota, is a person who can offer the ingredients into the fire. One is udgata, who sings the verses from Samveda in proper accent. Then third one is Advaryu, who kindles the fire without any aid of separate fire. And one is a referee, Brahma. His name is, that priest is called Brahma, who can supervise and correct if there is some mistake in chanting the mantras or some. So then he informs and then the process is repeated again. So it is such a difficult process compared to chanting. And if we see that as Paramatma, Krishna is the charioteer in everyone's heart. We feel that Arjuna was there so fortunate that he heard Bhagavad Gita directly from Krishna. But if we have our devotional service regular, then Krishna will also appear as charioteer in our heart and he can guide us. Krishna says, Tesham satata yuktanam bhajatam priti purvakam dadami buddhi yogam tam yenamam payantide. So if anybody who is engaged very nicely in devotional service, then dadami buddhi yogam tam. So this is the small explanation which I could give on this verse. If there are any questions, then I can take it. Otherwise, we can end. Already, much explanation has been given about Arjun and how he is separated from Krishna. Also, mostly these verses are covered together from 20 to 27, the whole lamentation of Arjuna. How he explains tomorrow's verse and also many things. One small point which I would like to narrate, that it's mentioned how Ashtavakra Muni, when he got dissatisfied or irritated because of the laughter of the girls, he cursed the girls. So there's a Leela which comes in Chaitanya Charitamrita also, chapter 14. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very small child and he used to go to bathe in the Ganges with small children. So when he used to see small girls worshipping the demigods, he used to tell that, you worship me, because I am the master of Ganga, Shiva, Brahma, and they used to get very irritated, the girls. But then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, if you worship me, you will get good husbands who are learned, clever, young, and who possess abundant wealth and rice. And not only that, and those husbands will provide you, each one of you, with 7 sons who will have long lives and who will be very intelligent. So then the girls did not mind when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took all the offerings. But some girls fled away. So Nimai, he would take all the offerings and then tell them that if you are miserly and you do not give the offerings, then you will get old husbands and who will already have many co-wives. So then they used to come and give all the offerings. And then Prabhupada explains that after hearing all the benedictions of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I'll just read the verse. Varashuni kanya ganer antare santosh, baire bhatsan kare kari mithyarosh. So Prabhupada is explaining that antare santosh, the girls were feeling happy that such benedictions is there. But baire bhatsan kari, they were showing kare mithyarosh, like angry. So Prabhupada is explaining that how this is the nature of women, that even if they are satisfied, they will show that they are very angry. Bhatmatpur and all this. So, and then Prabhupada is explaining that that is the thing which kind of attracts, that is the nature. So these are a few things, and if there are any questions, I would be happy to answer. Still we have 5 minutes. So, thank you for your patient listening. Hare Krishna. Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.